Let's say he breaks the record. Is there a way you can sever the tie by saying it was wonderful what he gave us, but he's going to ask for so much more money? Or he doesn't break the record, there's unfinished business, we want him to come back. Is there any, what's the rationale with the Giants in re-signing Bonds?
I think it's just a question. If it's going to end up with Scott Boras taking it to $1 more, I don't think he'll stay. But I also think we're looking at a climb this winter, which is going to be very different. I think that the free agents are, just because of the economy and the uncertainty, I think insurance is going to be a lot more difficult to get for teams, so that if you're wrapping 4 and 5 years into a guy in his 30s, it's far more difficult. I still think he's going to end up back with the Giants. I think they're going to do everything they can. I think one of the things that makes Peter McGowan such a good owner is he's put baseball in the San Francisco context, and yet he's kept the Giants in the Giants context, which is there are more Hall of Famers that play for the Giants than any other team, et cetera. And I think that he understands that the Giants are really tied. I mean, for all that there might be that they might say, Barry's a pain, he still has become the Giants. He was the guy that they signed when Peter bought the team in 1993 and almost carried them into the World Series. And I think he means too much to them. And I think, frankly, Barry would probably prefer to stay with something he knows than to go to New York or someplace. Well, I cannot see Barry Bonds surviving in New York. And I don't think either of those teams will spend that kind of money. They're not going to go to 4 or 5 years and $20 million on Barry. As great as he is, you're still talking about a guy that his first year will be 38 years old.
And he's talking about going to the American League. If he leaves San Francisco, it's because he knows he could get more at-bats as a DH.
Right. And there's a lot to be said for being able to rest 2 days a week. I mean, it's not as if he plays left field like a statue. I mean, he's aggressive. He dives a lot. He likes to charge balls, come up throwing. He plays the position well, and he plays it hard. So that a couple of days a week would be great for him, the time off in the American League ballparks, although obviously there are some great home run parks in the National League now. But I think the idea, and I should go back on one thing. I don't see him playing in New York. I don't think he'd be happy in New York.
Right.
I do think that if George Steinbrenner's team were knocked out by the Oakland A's in the first round this year, and that with all the money on Yankee Vision or Yankee Quest or whatever it's called, that he sees coming in, he may decide, I'm going to sell this thing. I'm going to make sure people watch this and not MSG by putting Barry Bonds out there. Then that could happen. I just don't think Barry would be happy at all in New York.
And I really believe that Bonds has watched Sosa become a beloved player in Chicago and McGuire in St. Louis, where, like, Sammy runs out there, they go crazy. Well, they do that for Barry in San Francisco, and I don't think he wants to leave that. I wouldn't want to leave that if I was a player.
No, I agree. And, you know, he's got family there. There are a lot of things that, he certainly is revered in that town. And, you know, in some ways, probably will finish his career as a more popular figure in San Francisco than Willie Mays.